Chapter 2, Law of Choosing. I discovered the existence of this law while meditating and contemplating on the forehead energy center. All living things created have the ability to choose, but only a human being can become aware that he has this ability. Let me give you an example. If a dog is attacked by another dog, its choices are either to fight or to flee, or to remain and pretend that nothing is happening. Although it has a number of choices, it is not aware that these are choices and that it has the ability to choose any one of them. It works more on instincts that are shaped by its previous experiences. Now, taking a look at human beings, a student has the choice either to study or not to study for his exams, a choice to study either in the library or at home. A husband has a choice of either taking time off to spend with his wife or just ignore her. An employee has the choice of either finishing his work early or purposely delaying in order to claim overtime. A manager or a supervisor has a choice of either practicing what he preaches to his subordinates or not. A person who has a completely hopeless life has a choice of either remaining hopeless or finding ways to improve, etc. As you can see, at any point in time, there are always choices. The above might be easy to comprehend and accept when reading it, but can I ask you something? How many times have you come across people telling you that they have no choice? As such, they do whatever they think they have to do, even though they do not like it. Let me turn around and rephrase the question. How many times have you gone around telling people that you have no choice, and that you have to do whatever that you have to do even though you do not like it? I can almost hear your thoughts saying, easy for you to say because you are successful. You are not in my shoes. I really do not have a choice. For those of you who have thought so, let me repeat and stress again. You always have a choice. It does not matter what choice you take. Just become aware that whatever you do is your choice, whether you like it or not. So rather than saying, I have to because I have no choice, say, I choose to because this is the best choice available to me at this moment of time, even though you may not like the choice. When you use the words have to, you put a big burden on your mind, forcing yourself to do something against your will. Almost instantly, you would feel all the muscles in your body necessary to do the job at hand seem to have suddenly become weak. Naturally, whatever that you have to do would not be done properly. There would be something slacking. The time taken to finish the task would also be longer as the mind tends to deviate from the work it does not like to do. In the long run, this would build negative characters such as procrastination, constant excuses, lies to cover up, etc. It is the mind which builds and maintains the body. As such, a mind which is burdened with a lot of have-tos would be weak as it would not be able to perform the important functions of digestion, circulation of blood, etc. This would eventually lead to anger, gastritis, high blood pressure, tension, headache, etc. The funny thing is, if you observe yourself or your friends who constantly use the terms no choice and have to, even if the task in hand is something they like to do, yet they would still do it half-heartedly as if it is a burden. This happens because the have-tos and the no choices have created a burden habit pattern in the person's mind. When you say, I choose to, you are in charge and not the circumstances surrounding you. Even if the task at hand is something that you do not like to do, by saying that you choose to do it, you do not put any burden on your mind. As such, the mind would be ever willing to help you to complete your undertakings successfully. After practicing it for a period of time, the constant saying of I choose to would create a phenomenal foundation in your mind. This foundation creates a new positive habit pattern and would always provide you the necessary energy to do whatever that you set your mind to do. The ability to choose More so, becoming aware that you have the ability to choose deals with some of the most advanced sectors of the mind. The mind opens up millions or even billions of doors and provides countless ideas for those who spend a few minutes thinking out their choices. But remember, it is the same mind that shuts down all doors, possibilities and ideas for those who are quick to say there is no choice. Thus, that part of the brain and mind which provides and evaluates choices slowly start to weaken, and eventually, rather than providing and evaluating choices, it starts to offer excuses why there are no choices, and if there are any, it would offer excuses on why they would not work. As you practice saying I choose to more often, you would discover your ability to complete all your tasks with such ease and grace that it dumbfounds those who watch you in action. Your mind and body would work with such precision that even the best of engineers would marvel upon. In the long run, this habit of saying I choose to would develop a concrete positive foundation, strong willpower and never say die attitude within the individual. The ability to choose separates the winners from the failures. The winners choose to do that which is necessary, not against nature's laws, to achieve success, whereas the failures choose to give all the excuses in the world on why they have failed. The failures always have facts, figures, statistics to show why they have failed, while the winners go out there and create new facts, figures and statistics for other people to marvel at. Though, of course, the failures will ridicule and find faults. The law of choosing sounds easy, doesn't it? But wait, when you make a choice, consciously or not, you set into motion the powerful law of cause and effect that will be discussed in detail in the next chapter. Meanwhile, bring your level of awareness higher and realize the manifestation of the law of choosing at the different stages and in the various areas of your life.